الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. It is mentioned that 5 people get tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those conditions have to be fulfilled, then a person gets the tawfiq automatically to read Durood Sharif abundantly and passionately. The first is the person who has the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in his heart. Automatically he will want to be in contact. And to be in contact with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is through Durood Sharif. So if you have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you want to be in his majlis. As soon as you read Durood Sharif, your Durood is presented with your name and your father's name. So you are in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The second person who gets the tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif, who has got a soft heart and a clean heart, clean from guna. Guna and Durood Sharif don't go together. If your heart is clean, you will get tawfiq. If you are filled with guna, you don't make tawbah, difficult. And if your heart is hard also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection is with those people who have got soft hearts. And the third is a person who knows that all his work get done only by the command of Allah. On our own, we can't do anything. We can't lift a finger, we can't wink an eye, nothing we can do without the help of Allah. And to draw the help of Allah, the greatest means Allah Ta'ala has kept is Durood Sharif. So that person will read Durood Sharif to get Allah's help in doing all his work. The fourth person who will get the tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif is that person who is concerned about his akhirat, building his capital for akhirat, toshai akhirat, and najat, to get salvation in the akhirat. And for that, the greatest means is Durood Sharif. To build our tosha of akhirat, it is mentioned in the hadith sharif, a person who reads one time durood on me, Allah sends 10 duroods on him. So it isn't one durood and Allah gives us 100%, that will be one durood, another durood, that's 100%. But 1000% Allah gives. So a person who sends one durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on him. A person who sends 10 duroods, Allah sends 100 duroods on that person. And a person who sends 100 duroods, Allah sends 1000 duroods on. So to build your capital of akhirat, this is one of the greatest means. And to get the forgiveness of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is also Durood Sharif. And the fifth person who gets the tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif, who has got a heart filled with the love of the creation of Allah. Al-khalqu kulluhu iyalullah. The whole creation is the family of Allah. Allah created. And a person who is worried that all must get saved from Jahannam, from the displeasure and anger and wrath of Allah, and all must be in the pleasure of Allah, all must enter into Jannat. But the greatest means for that is Durood Sharif, Salawat al-Nabi. And in fact, for all these things to come into the heart, to have that kind of a heart, that is also Durood Sharif. So a person who naturally doesn't get tawfiq of Durood Sharif must force himself to read Durood Sharif. Then his heart will become like that, and then he will just enjoy reading Durood Sharif. He will look forward to reading Durood Sharif, and he'll occupy himself with Durood Sharif all the time. The ayat karima is recited. Allah says that show us the straight path. The straight path, the Quran Sharif, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the greatest opportunity in the year to get onto the straight path is the month of Ramadan. Allah was kind. He blessed us with that month. And for many of us, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with an environment of coming on the straight path, making tawbah, istighfar. Allah reward all the brothers, sisters, not only here in our khanqa, but all the khanqas. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also writes that many in Ramadan, they come online. And many express it also, how we benefited from Ramadan, what the great spiritual effulgence, nur, barakat, rahmat of Ramadan was. Many of us experience that. Then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also writes, and here also we find our Sathis writing, now Ramadan is over, now we find a wish we are slacking. We don't get that environment of Ramadan. We don't get that fervor we had for ibadah, for everything as we had in Ramadan. We don't find it now. So it's quite natural. It cannot be there. Ramadan with its barakat was a great guest that has come and is gone. But the effects of Ramadan were supposed to be left behind. Somebody have said very, very beautifully, Eid Namaz, all of us who are here present, we made Eid Namaz. And as far as we know, perhaps, all the Muslims made Eid Namaz. And we see the crowds of Eid Namaz, especially in the Eidgahs, wherever the crowds are overflowing, even in the masjids. And those people who didn't come for Taraweeh are there for Eid Namaz. Those people who didn't keep rozas, but Eid Namaz they won't miss. And in fact, it is such that the faraz of namaz, five times namaz, many of us, unfortunately, are not regular, but Eid Namaz we won't miss. Our rozas, many of us, we don't keep. If one person is ill, his excuse, valid shari, reason is different. But many people without reason also don't keep their rozas. But Eid Namaz they don't miss. Many people on whom Hajj is faraz, but they don't go for Hajj. But Eid Namaz they don't miss. Many people on whom Zakat is faraz, they don't pay their Zakat, but they won't miss their Eid Namaz. Eid Namaz everyone comes. So we don't observe Ramadan, but Eid Namaz and all these other things are faraz. Eid Namaz is wajib, but that we don't miss, that we make sure. So in this world, everyone made Eid. The one who kept rozas, who didn't keep rozas, who makes Hajj, who doesn't make Hajj, who makes his five times Namaz, who doesn't make, but Eid we don't miss. But in Akhirat it will be different. It's not everyone that is going to have Eid on Qiyamah Day. Those who didn't observe their rozas without a valid reason, those who didn't make their Hajj without a valid reason, they won't have Eid on the day of Qiyamah. So it is a matter of focusing. Don't be short-sighted. We only look here that we all made Eid Namaz. But on Eid's day, on Qiyamah's day, who will be making Eid? We must be concerned. And in that we have to be concerned. We kept rozas, but how were our rozas kept? We made namaz, but what kind of namazes we made? Everything else, we must say how much. Eid will be in Akhirat for those who lived according to the deen of Islam. And the more we lived according to the deen of Islam, the greater will be the joy of Eid in the Akhirat, in the Qabr, from the time of Maut. When Malakul Maut will say for those who live properly, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. For those who live more according to deen. And then see how merciful and kind is not Allah Ta'ala. Allah made the month of Ramadan that this was a month of splendor, a month of ruhaniyat, spirituality, a month of great, great enjoyment, wonderful dishes, spiritual dishes Allah had spread out for everyone to partake. Not to spoil this month, Allah Ta'ala had chained the shayateen and thrown them into the oceans far away, where they do not spoil the rozas of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our arch enemy, innahu lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Your enemies, take him as an enemy. But now Allah in his kindness, not only that he can trouble you, Allah chained him and threw him far away into the ocean. Then our other enemy, nafs, who is within us, the inside enemy. And nafs becomes strong when it is fed properly, when it is given its nourishment. Allah closed the roads of its nourishment, no food, no drink also. So Allah made roads for us. And when you satisfy your nafs, the nafs becomes more stronger, it enjoys, it sort of vibrates in excitement. But Allah made that don't fulfill your desires also. So Allah closed the road of nafs also. Shaitan was chained and thrown away, far away into the seas. And your nafs, that also Allah put it fully under control. But this is all for those who kept their rozas properly. So then now, the test is now after Ramadan. That ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that path you gave us in the month of Ramadan, which was the greatest gift of Ramadan. Not the iftari, not the savouries, not all the delicacies, all the rich food. That wasn't. That was sirati mustaqim. And Allah made it easy for everyone to acquire sirati mustaqim. Now after Ramadan, we have to see how much did we observe Ramadan. How we live after Ramadan is a clear sign how much we observed Ramadan. Whether we are now still having that tawfiq, and whether we are still observing, whether my condition before Ramadan, what it was, whether it has improved now, at the end of Shaban, what it was, and now in Shawwal, what is my condition. For that we see that we have the urge to keep the 6 rozas also. That now we don't just discard rozas, we kept 29, 30 rozas, farz rozas in Ramadan, consecutively, one after the other. Yes, 6 rozas in the whole month of Ramadan we can keep. And so that we have to see. My quality of my namaz, my presence in namaz, is it better than what it was end of Shaban? And now after this great month, which Allah had given fully for our reformation, for our improvement, to spiritually improve ourselves. Now in Shawwal, let us see what is the condition. Then Allah will give us great occasions again. Dhulqa'dah, the month of Hajj, Hajj started. The Mausam, the season of Hajj, when all the ushaq, the great lovers of Allah, are making their direction and their route towards Makkah Sharif. And to lay our eyes on the honorable Kaaba Sharif. And then of course, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all those great, great occasions. So that will come. But now, how much have we improved? How much have we gone up? Are we all the time in the 5th year of our studies? Are we going ahead to the 6th year, 7th year? Are we going up? When are we going to graduate? That now we have these qualities in us, and they are so engrossed, so engraved in us, that they are like permanent with us. Or it was it only like soda water? All the josh that came in Ramadan, and after Ramadan, finished flat again. Soda water, if you leave the bottle open, and all the gas is gone out, then it's gone flat. Then it has got no enjoyment in it whatsoever. So have we become like that? That the month of Ramadan was only like soda water, like gassy drinks, with the gas that boosts us. But after Ramadan, are we gone flat? So we have to see. That is the test for each one of us to see that what is our condition now after Ramadan. If we have improved, alhamdulillah, that taqwa has come into us. And we are on that straight path. And the straight path which Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This is my path, the straight path. Follow the straight path. فاتبعوه أن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي. And don't follow any other path, all the other path. Then you will get divided. You will get misled from my straight path. فلا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي ذلك وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. Allah Ta'ala says, this is which we have made wasiyat to you. There are two things for advice, two words, nasihat and wasiyat. Nasihat is usually referred to what a person gives in his lifetime. Wasiyat is also in his lifetime, but it is the last. Now I'm going to be dying, I'm making wasiyat to you now. And people generally give more importance to that last advice, to that parting advice. Allah is never going to die. So Allah is not making that parting advice that this is my last advice. But importance from your side that you pay to wasiyat. That's why Allah advised, this is my nasihat. But I'm referring it to as wasiyat. Because you pay more attention to wasiyat. So that you acquire taqwa. So that you remind yourself, you remember. So this is why Allah, so Allah has given us the straight path. And this is what all the revelations of Allah, all the kitabs, are all put into the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif is put into Surah Fatiha. And the height of Surah Fatiha is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Show us the straight path. And that straight path is not only for Ramadan. It's not only when we go in Jamaat. It's not only when we come in the Khanqah. It's not only when we go for Umrah, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. The straight path is the whole life. Now how much have I come more onto that straight path? And how much am I saving from myself from all the distractions? On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam drew a straight line. And on that straight line, he drew lines on the side, short, short lines from the. And then he explained that the straight line is this insan walking his road. And that is Sirati Mustaqim. And then there are all these distractions, all temptations, all things to take you away from this. And if you get saved from the one, the next one gets hold of you. If you save yourself from that one, the next one gets hold. That is the system of this world. Sometimes illnesses overtake you. Sometimes financial problems overtake you. Sometimes some disputes and arguments, all different types of things, droughts, wars, volcanoes, earthquakes, all different things overtake a person. If the one misses you, the next one gets you. Allah gave us through the barakat of the Quran Sharif, the teachings of Allah, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's teachings, how we can remain on that straight path and get saved from all these things. If we read our morning, evening du'as, if we are regular with our Ayatul Kursi, after every namaz, if we make our five times namaz, we observe the laws of Allah, Allah protects us. We cannot get saved. These are such things that are put in our path that we have to get involved in them. You cannot save yourself. Only one that can save you is Allah. And for that, He gave us the Sirati Mustaqim. He gave us this deen. If we will be regular with this deen, Allah will protect us, save us. On another occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam drew a square on the ground. And then in the middle of that square, He drew one line that was going out of the square, out of the square. And then He drew small lines on the side of that middle line. Then He explained the sketch. And He said that it wasn't some geometry sketch. It was a sketch of spirituality. A sketch of great, great relevance. Not anything irrelevant. Not the four corners A, B, C, D and all that. But it's a sketch of great relevance. That the square is a human's lifespan. How much he's going to live. 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. That is his lifespan. That middle line that was protruding and going out of the square. This is this insan living his life. He's living, he comes to the end of his life. But according to the picture, it shows he's still living. better all his desires of this dunya. He's only going to live till 50. Saman 100 baras ki hai, pal ki khabar nahi. Saman 100 baras ki hai, kal ki khabar nahi. A person has got all things accumulated, our bank balances, the amount of shoes we got stored up in our cupboards, forget the shops in our cupboards, the amount of clothes we have, new clothes we have got, how many meters of material we got, how many things are filled up, but we don't know whether I live till tomorrow. We don't know whether I live for the next wink of the eye, but we have got so much filled up. So man's life is till that limit, and our bank balances, and our investments that we have made, and we feel satisfied, this is enough for me, for my children, for my grandchildren also. So much we worry, but we don't know what is going to happen the next moment. So that line that is going out are all those tamanna, hopes that we have got. That I'll live till so long, I'll do this, I'll do that. And that is a thing that makes a person unmindful of his mort. And when a person is unmindful of his mort, his heart becomes hard. His heart becomes rusted. His heart becomes dirty. And then he doesn't prepare for akhirat. Then he just thinks of this dunya. And this temptations and this love of dunya makes him totally unmindful of his ultimate, his akhirat, his qabr. And according to that, each one can of us think that now, today, whole day, did I think once of akhirat, once of my qabr? We made how many sajdas to remind us that this ground is where we are going to finally go. We made our namazes today. We made almost about 50 or 100 sajdas today, but not once did we think of our qabr. And we are so unmindful. People who are far from deen, how outwardly, how much unmindful are they not? Whereas that was a thing that was to be in the forefront of a concerned person. A person who is concerned of his akhirat. Bahlul, when he decided to turn, and he turned to Allah Ta'ala, and he lived in the jungles of the places around him. When his family people tried to come in and call him back again, that people are talking all bad about you, you are living here, all in the, just in the jungle. He explained to them, I'm here, I've got the sky as my roof. I've got the fresh air for the best of air you can get. And the natural fruit on the tree, that is my food. I've got no worries here. And what you people are calling to me is the limitations of this dunya. And then whoever he gave advice, and he was going around giving advice to everyone, particularly Harun al-Rashid also. Then Harun al-Rashid made a comment. He says, all they say, iska dimagh bhag gaya. He's gone mad. His mind is not working. He's living in a jungle. A man, no house. His family people came. His wife, his mother, his daughter, begging him, come back home again. He said, no, this is the path to follow. They say that he's carrying on. Outwardly, we all regarding him as a mad person. But he ye dana ki baat karte. He is talking words of great wisdom. His words, what he talks about, makes great sense what he's talking about. So that is how we should be. So anyway, so this is the temptations we are living our life. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that the short lines on the side of that line that is going are all the temptations which come, all the problems that come in a person's life. So a person must remain on sirati mustaqim, where halat will come. And for Allah's help to come, there are three things that we have to do. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you make sabr and you have taqwa, by those two things Allah Ta'ala's help comes. What is sabr? Sabr is that whatever conditions come, sickness comes in a life, accidents, this problem on you, on your family, on your close people, all conditions do come. In that, whether you make sabr, and you tolerate it, you accept it, it's from Allah. Allah is testing me. Allah wants to see how I will respond. And together with sabr to make it to fulfill the command of Allah. If a crook, who is a crook, he stole, police caught him, and they are beating him up, and he tells all, I'm making sabr. That is not sabr where you committed a crime. You did all the wrong, and the police are hitting you, and you say, I'll make sabr, I'll tolerate all this. No, when you are doing the right, and all now difficulties, hardships, in whichever come, and you are fulfilling Allah's command in that way. Not you are missing namazes now. Not now that you are going against the commands of Allah. That is sabr. وَتَتَّقُوا And you observe the commands. And you take into account your responsibilities. That is sabr. So two things. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا And the other third thing, in order to draw the help of Allah, for any person, any community, anywhere, is تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ When you humble and cry in front of Allah. So the three things are to have sabr, to have taqwa, and to humble and cry to Allah Ta'ala. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Allah Ta'ala showed this in the Battle of Badr, for the propagation of deen also, for everyone's individual lives also. Whenever any problems come, do these three things. Sabr, taqwa, and plead, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Beg of Him of His mercy. Allah immediately sent first 1,000 farishtas. Farishtas' work is not to make jihad. Their work is to be in the ibadat of Allah. Allah created them for His ibadat, but Allah sent them down. Then, thalathata alaf, 3,000 Allah sent. Then khamsata alaf, 5,000 farishtas Allah sent. And when they came, immediately on that occasion, Allah taught them how to make jihad. They didn't go for 1-2 years military training. Immediately Allah taught them how. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْعَنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانِ Allah taught them immediately how to make jihad also. So Allah's help comes like that. And now in this war with Israel and Palestine, and we all must make regular dua for Palestine. More duas, make 2 rakat salatul haja, keep rosas for Palestine, for the Muslims in the world. The Israeli soldiers themselves, they say, we don't know who we are fighting. And that forced them into the ceasefire which they had accepted. They say that we are fighting ghosts. We don't know who is coming and just attacking us. We don't see anyone, but we are being attacked. And out of the blue, they had to accept the ceasefire, which they did not want to. Now they violated the ceasefire. Allah knows what is going to happen. We all must make lot of dua. So now is the test for us after Ramadan, to see how we will behave. And Allah, وَنَّهَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Everyone that وَكَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا Everyone can take his own hisab kitab. That how did I spend my Ramadan? What am I thinking of next year's Ramadan, inshallah? That how, what did I, whether I've passed or whether I failed? Which did I get, an A or a B or a C? Have I got any distinctions? Everyone can see for himself. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا Every person knows his own condition. So those who want to make progress, they will check themselves. And accordingly, they will make adjustments for the future. Allah give us all tawfiq.